If money is abolished,
what reward do you get for working?
This is the wrong question. We're tricked into believing some work is less important than others. Though that's true for jobs that uphold capitalist hegemony, like stock traders, politicians, and police, most other jobs are essential for civilization to run. The common argument is that doctors are better than janitors, so they deserve a special reward. But we need both doctors and janitors, and almost every other job in society for that society to function. And having a functioning society is its own reward. Profit isn't the only motivating factor in people's lives. Game developers, scientists, artists, musicians, all have created wonderful things out of love and enjoyment. Intrinsic rewards like admiration, self-betterment, interest, joy, or that it just feels nice to help people is something that we've all been convinced to forget about. And nothing says that we couldn't show people that we respect gratitude. But reducing that reward to numbers in a bank account is insulting and dangerous. Do we really want people who save lives to just be doing it because they get a special gift? It sounds like we're choosing the wrong people if that's the case. Once we have a society that favors mutual well-being and collective happiness, we'll be able to focus on personal fulfillment in deeper fundamental ways, instead of just buying more toys to keep up with the Joneses.